Part two of the basic question that I raised already on Tuesday, and now we're going to visit the same question, and we're going to come at it at a different approach. The question that we asked on Tuesday is that we are now in the 12th parak of Chulin. We're learning about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird. So if you are simply uninterested, you do not want the chicks, you don't want the eggs, you have no interest in it whatsoever, is there still going to be a mitzvah? Or can you just simply walk on by and just simply give yourself a pass on not doing the mitzvah? So on Tuesday, so what I presented is one side, and that is that mamash, there's no mitzvah. So on Tuesday, there are many rayas to this. I only brought in on Tuesday just a select number of rayas. I quoted a Chiddush Eran on the Gemara that mentions that the nature of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is that it's an optional mitzvah. You don't have to do the mitzvah if you don't want the chicks. That was the Rishon who says it beferish. And then a discussion, the Chasam Sofer, where he brought in two rayas. I'm not going to go through both of them right now. And then the Dvar Avram, who made an observation based on a Chuvas HaRashba. The Chuvas HaRashba talks about the bracha. Why is there no bracha on the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein? So the Chuvas HaRashba says, well, it's a mitzvah that was born from an Avera. Why? Because you took the mother for yourself, which is an Avera. You're not allowed to do that. So you have to send away the mother bird. So now there's a way to misakin. How do you fix it? How do you correct the Avera? So you send away the mother bird. So that's a mitzvah that's born out of an Avera. And there's no bracha on a mitzvah that's born out of an Avera. And the Dvar Avram says, okay, that's wonderful. But what about if you actually go there with the intent of doing the Iker mitzvah? So why isn't there no bracha on that? That's not a mitzvah born out of Avera. So the Dvar Avram suggests that the Chuvas HaRashba, the Rashba was never bothered by that, because that, it's a Dvar Pashut that you don't make a bracha. Why? So the Dvar Avram says, because that's not a mitzvah that you have to do. If you want, you could just simply walk right on by, and you could just simply pass over, and there's no mitzvah. If I don't want the chicks, if I don't want the eggs, there simply is no mitzvah. And the Chachamim were never misakin a bracha on a mitzvah where the mitzvah is simply optional. He was bothered by Shechita. Shechita is like one of those mitzvahs. It's the only one that can come to my head. But it's one of those mitzvahs where there's going to be a bracha even though the mitzvah of Shechita is optional. So he suggested, which kind of fits into what we discussed earlier in the Zman, is that, well, maybe Shechita is really a function of Shechita's Chulin is really a function of Shechita's Kachim. Shechita's Kachim is a mitzvah chiyuvis, and so maybe that's why there's a bracha a mitzvah Shechita. Anyway, that's what we discussed on Tuesday. You can go back over the Maror Mekomos on Tuesday and see that discussion. Now, we are going to be presenting a little bit of the other side. You come across a nest, you see a mother hovering over its nest, over its rovetus, it's squatting on top of its eggs or its chicks. And so we're going to at least attempt to argue now that there is a mitzvah, even if I don't want the chicks, even if I don't want the eggs, there's still a mitzvah to send away the mother bird. One of the primary sources that discusses this topic is the Chavos Yar. Chavos Yar, I quote, in its entirety over here. We're not going to go through all of it inside, but I figure just as a Maror Mekomos, this is really a primary source. He discusses it in detail, this particular topic. In fact, you could see, I'm just going to read the beginning, just where he formulates the question, because it's mamish. It's mamash our question. See the top of the Chavos Yar? Shalt she'ela nishalti im ki kare kansi polofnei ish besada im chuyev akopan lizkok la l'shalechas ha'im or v'ashar lelech l'darko delo amar rachmana shalech t'shalach rak me'im yirtza likach abanim. So, okay, so mamash, he's dealing with our question of, is there a mitzvah if I really have no interest in the chicks, no interest in the eggs, is there still going to be a mitzvah? And he also gives us an assortment of other Maror Mekomos, the Chasam Sofer, which we quote on Tuesday. And I brought the Chasam Sofer again today. I don't think we're going to be quoting from the Chasam Sofer today, but I brought it down because he also is one of the major sources on this topic. Okay. What we'll do now is as follows. So first, I'm going to go over the easy part, which is that he thinks there's a raya brewer in the Gemara that there's going to be a mitzvah even if I'm not interested in the chicks or interested in the eggs. So what you can do is you can look at the second column of the Chavos Yar, and literally halfway down on the second column, where he starts off with Ella, right after the words Ve'ena Bereshusi. So you'll see at the end of the line, he starts with the word Ella. Sarach la'ayim, imasha kasuv sham b'gemar kuf la'metes amud beis. Ki karei matam alamar lefisha namar shalech tishalech, yachol yachzor beharim. So the Torah says shalech tishalach, which means that it's my job now to go discover a bird sitting on a nest. That's the Havamina. So tamalami ki kare b'ma'ura. So the Gemara says, no, I don't have an obligation to go seek it out. It just simply means that if I'm walking and I happen to discover. Okay. The Imkain. Now the Chavos Yair makes the following observation based on the Gemara. Nihidim emay shelo yachzir baharim. So what does it sound like from the Gemara? That the only thing the Torah doesn't want me to do is to search out a nest. Mikam akom b'ma'ora, but if I discover it, mashma d'ramay leili zakikla. Seems like the simple pshat of the Gemara is that upon discovery, so then I have to send away the mother bird. Now let's for a moment imagine that mamash there's no chiyuv. If I don't want the chicks and I don't want the eggs, then there's mamash no chiyuv. So mehechi teselan lememr shiachzer baharim. So in other words, even the havi mina of the Gemara is unbelievably strange, where the Gemara says that I should go and search it out. Search it out? Well, what am I going to search out? I'm going to search the world. I'm going to go to the mountain. I'm going to hike to the top of a mountain. I'll even hike the top of a volcano, and on the top of which I'm going to discover a nest with a bird on top of it. And now what? If you want to tell me that the starting point of the whole discussion is I'm not interested in the chicks, I'm not interested in the eggs, so then there's no mitzvah. So then what's the difference between me searching it out or me discovering it? Even if I don't search it out, even if I just discover it, so isn't the result going to be basically the same? Okay, so in other words, from the Gemara, it sounds like that the difference between searching it out versus discovering is that I don't have to search it out, but once I discover it, now I'm chayiv. And l'chor the chayiv is, even if I don't want the chicks or even if I don't want the eggs. Now, if you take a look at the end of the tshuva of this Chavos Yair, so go to the second page, and Imamish feels that this raya that he just gave is a raya brura, and v'nachzer le'inyan ha-she'ela. If you take a look now, I know I'm jumping around, but you'll see. There's a method to this madness. V'nachzer le'inyan ha-she'ela imechuyiv li'tapol nir didik nachonhu. I feel that that diuk I made is a fantastic diuk. That once you do discover the situation of a bird, a mother bird hovering over its nest, now there's mamash achiyuv. And then he says, and you know what? It really coordinates with the Zohar. Okay, this is not the first time this week that you're hearing from the Zohar. Okay, and hearing it from me is an even more unlikely source than hearing it from Rabbi Rosner. But I'm only quoting it because the Chavos Yair quotes it. Shu kedesha of im ha'ofis. Sha of im ha'ofis titzta'er. V'tiparech mimakum lamakum avakish es baneha. The Zohar writes, what's behind the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein? So the Zohar writes as follows. What's going to happen? So you're going to send away the mother birds. Next, you're going to take away the chicks. You're going to take away the eggs. Next, mother bird's going to come back to the nest. Next, mother bird's going to wonder, where are the chicks, where are the eggs? And it's going to be mevakesh es baneha. Va'al yidei kach yizgagulu rachme hamakom, baruchu al banav shebegalos. And as a result of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have rachmanas upon his children in galos. Ad kan divrei hazohar. So, if that's the tama mitzvah, if that's the reason behind the mitzvah, so then l'chora, again, another raya, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning you encounter a nest, you encounter the birds hovering over its eggs or its chicks, mamish, there's a chiyuv. Because the whole purpose, according to the Zohar, is that you're going to bring about the rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to bring about the rachmim all the time, even though you personally have no interest in the chicks or the eggs, but you still got to go through the mitzvah in order to get this tam ha-mitzvah, so to say. Okay, that is the Chavos Yair. Now that's obviously not the entirety of the Chavos Yair. There's much more to the Chavos Yair. So in order to really appreciate his main point, which obviously I skipped over, so we're going to learn the Gemara together. So let's take a look for a moment at the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Mem Amud Beis. Some of you have seen this. Some of you are getting to it. In any event, I'm going to go through the Gemara inside. By Rav Yirmiya. Okay, so I put on the source sheet. Right? It's right after the Chavos Yair. By Rav Yirmiya. Matlis Maushu Tachutz. Kenafayim Maushu Shiyachotzu. Beitzim Uzaros Mahu. Shnei Sidrei Beitzim Zu Agav Zu Mahu. Zachar Agabe Beitzim V'Nekeva Agabe Zachar Mahu. Teku. The Gemara asks, Rav Yirmiya asks a series of questions. Okay, just fun fact. You're going to find Rav Yirmiya throughout Shas asking questions. Sometimes his questions are so out of order that there's one occasion, you'll forgive me, I forgot where the Gemara is, there's one occasion where they took Rav Yirmiya and they just threw him right out of the Beis Medrash because his questions just got too much. So, but in other words, but Rav Yirmiya was that Amora who always had questions to ask, and many of them were unanswerable, like these over here. Now, these questions of Rav Yirmiyah that he asks, matlis mashatachos, what if I have a some sort of shmata, a rag, that separates the mother and its chicks? Kenafai mashiachotz. If you look at Rashi over there in the Gemara, I mean, you have the Rashi in front of you. I didn't put it on the Mara Mekomos. So Rashi says that the feathers that we're talking about are detached feathers. So in other words, there is no direct connection, contact between the mother and its chicks. And then, Beitzim Uzaras Mahu. Well, what if, let's say, I have chicks or fertilized eggs on the bottom, on top of it I have unfertilized eggs, and on top of that I have the mother bird. It's not going to be a chatzitza. And then finally, the Gemara has the following, it's not finally, but for our discussion, it's going to be finally, Shnei Sidre Beitzim Zu Agav Zu. Let's say I have two layers of eggs. A layer on the bottom, the tachtonios, and a layer on top of that. And now, the Gemara wants to know, is there going to be a mitzvah? The Gemara says, take it. The Gemara leaves this question unresolved. Now, when the Gemara is asking this question, what exactly is the Gemara asking? Meaning, to what is the Gemara directing its attention to? When Rav Yirmiyah is asking, there really are two possibilities of what Rav Yirmiyah is asking. I'll state both possibilities outside, and then we'll see the Rishonim inside. And you'll see, we'll all see the Rishonim together. Possibility number one, what Rav Yirmiyah was asking about was, or is that if I have a chatzitza separating the mother from its eggs, so maybe what he's asking is, maybe there shouldn't be a mitzvah altogether. The Torah says that you encounter Eim Rovetzes al Banim, that the mother's on the chicks or on the eggs, and anytime you have anything which serves as a chatzitza, separating the mother and its eggs, so maybe there's no mitzvah. Mamash, there's no mitzvah of shiluach. I don't have to send away the mother bird. That's one possibility. The things that are mentioned here in the Mishnah certainly form as a chatzitza. The first two, the Gemara says, by designer chatzitza. The Gemara uses the word chatzitza. Matlis mashatachutz kanafayim mashiachotzu. Beitzim muzaros mahu. But then we get to the next questions of Rav Yirmiyah. So the unfertilized eggs, the Gemara doesn't use the word chatzitza, but lechora chatzitza. Shnei sidrei beitzim zu agav zu. Two layers of eggs, two rows of eggs, one on top of the other. Lichora, same thing, chatzitza. So one possibility is whether or not there is a mitzvah of shiluach or because of the chatzitza, so maybe now it's not the mother over the eggs, and so therefore there's no mitzvah. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that what the Gemara here is questioning, what Rav Yirmiyah is questioning is, can I take the eggs that are below? We of course know, the Gemara says it very clearly, that if I have a mother over its eggs or over its chicks, so I'm not allowed to take the eggs, and I'm not allowed to take the chicks unless, until I send away the mother bird. Maybe what the Gemara is asking over here is that because there's a chatzitza, so there would be nothing to inhibit me from taking the chicks or the eggs that's underneath. Okay. I know it sounds really similar to one another, but it's not the same. In other words, the question is either going on the shlichus ha'im, or it's going on the allowance to take the chicks or the eggs. Well, let's start with Rashi. Rashi on the Gemara over here writes as follows. Rashi, Im tim salomar beitzim uzaros chotzitzin, beitzidre beitzim b'nei kayama zeh agav zeh mahu. Now listen to the next part of Rashi as I read carefully. Im niskaven litola tachtonim, if let's say my interest right now is that I don't care about the upper row of eggs, for whatever reason, I don't want the upper row of the eggs, I want the lower row. Mi havi emsaim chatzitza upatom l'shaleach olal. So the way Rashi says it is that, well, if I don't want the upper row of eggs and I only want the lower row, so then the upper row is going to form a chatzitza. And as a result of that, so then there would be no mitzvah of shiluach. So the way Rashi presents it, it sounds like the objective over here, the question of Rav Yirmiyah, is that we're basically back in the world of chatzitza, and if, in fact, it serves as a chatzitza, so then it's no longer Eim Rovetzes al Habanim, and so therefore there's no mitzvah of shiluach. That's the way Rashi says it. Now, I should have put Tosas down on the Mara Mekomos sheet. I didn't. But Tosas I'll read inside in the Gemara. Tosas Shnei Sidrei Beitzim Zu Agav Zu Mahu Perish Ihave Chatzitza V'yachol Likacha Tachtonim Kodim Shiluach. The way Tosas sets up the Rav Yirmiyah's question over here is, would I be allowed to take the lower row of eggs? Tosas does not explain that the question really has to do with Shiluach. It has to do with my allowance to take the lower eggs. Again, we know that if we have direct contact between the mother and the eggs, so then I can't take the eggs until I first send away the mother bird. The way Tosos understands it is that the question of Rav Yirmiyah is that since I have two rows, one on top of another, and since the lower row is not directly in contact with the mother, so maybe I'd be allowed to take the eggs before sending away the mother bird, even without having to send away the mother bird. Okay. So that is Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, that's Tosos' understanding of the Gemara. Why is that so significant in terms of our discussion? And now we can go back to the Chavos Yair. Okay? Now there's a Rashba, there's a Ritva, which I'm going to come back to in just a moment. But if you take a look now at the Chavos Yair, and so let's take a look now on his comment of Tosfos. So here, if you want to follow me inside in the Chavos Yair, so you'll find me, Vihine Ladasa Tosfos. It is on the first page, it's on the second column, it's a little bit above where I read previously. The Chavos Yair writes as follows, Vihine Ladasa Tosfos, Shapirshu Divreim Dehaibaihu Im Rashalikech HaTachtonim. So let's for a moment sit on Tosfos' Pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos' Pshat in the Gemara has, the Gemara's question, Rav Yirmiyah's question, has to do with my allowance to take the lower eggs. Muchach, Sheinu Mechuyiv Li'itapel, Imi Matzei Kan Sipur. So from Tosfos, what does it sound like? It sounds like we're going back to Tuesday Shir. Meaning from Tosfos, it sounds like that if I encounter a nest, so Mamish, there is no obligation for me to send away the mother bird. Because according to Tosfos, what's the question of Rav Yirmiyah? Can I simply pull out the lower eggs? Meaning, according to Tosfos, let's think about it for a moment. If, let's say, I come across a nest and I have an obligation to send away the mother bird, so then shouldn't the focus of the question be totally on whether or not there's a mitzvah or there's no mitzvah? By virtue of the fact that Tosfos sidesteps that entire issue and just simply addresses whether or not I could take the chicks underneath, so l'chor, according to Tosfos, mamash, there's no mitzvah. The Isa Gadacha, the Chavos Yair, makes exactly this point. The Isa Gadacha, the Mechuyav, if you think that there's a chiyuv to have to send away the mother bird, so what do I gain by taking the lower chicks and the lower eggs? Hala acher shesilach hatachtonim tishar ha'imra vetzas alayonim. Okay, but in other words, we have a mitzvah opportunity. Umechuyav shalach etzaim, and have to send away the mother bird. So in other words, for Tosfos, haven't we just missed the mitzvah entirely? The Chavos Yair says that's true, but we're going to go back to Tuesday. Meaning, according to Tosfos, Tosfos sides with our first approach, which is mamash, there's no mitzvah, if I'm not interested. And in this case, I'm not interested. I'm not interested, to be clear, in the eggs that are directly under the mother. I'm interested in the ones below that. Elavanda reshai acher shenatal atachtonim. I'm sorry, acher shenatal atachtonim leilechlo. Ki lo yivakesh davar ki ima beitim atachtonim. Okay. So from Tosfos, it certainly sounds like that the way Tosfos sets up the question of Rav Yirmiyah, mamish, there's no mitzvah. And the only thing the Gemara is curious about is, can I take the lower eggs, being that I haven't sent away the mother bird? And of course we know there's an iser to take the eggs before sending away the mother bird, but because it's a lower row, and because of the possibility of chatzitza, so I'm allowed to take the lower eggs. I am just ignoring the mitzvah of shiluach, so good, according to Tosfos, there's no mitzvah of shiluach. Good. That's Tosfos, and that's the Chavos Yair's understanding of Tosfos. Aye, but now let's go to Rashi. Let's go back to Rashi. Rashi clearly sets up the Gemara's question, that the Gemara's question has to do with whether or not there's a mitzvah of shiluach. Now, let's set this up. From Rashi's standpoint, the Gemara's question of whether there's a mitzvah of shiluach or there's no mitzvah of shiluach, let's consider. I have two rows of eggs. One that obviously is above the other. The one that's above is in direct contact with the mother. The one that's below is not in direct contact with the mother. And the question of Rav Yirmiyah is that because I'm only interested in the one below and not the one above, so therefore there'd be a pitur of shiluach. I wouldn't have to send away the mother. Now, if you think about it for a moment, is that Rashi mistaber? Meaning, okay, I don't want the ones that are below. But lamaisa, what do I have in front of us right now? I have a mother hovering over eggs, and now we're curious because I don't want the upper row, I only want the lower row, so now there's going to be pitur of shiluach. That sounds a little bit strange. The Ritva, it's also the Rashba, it's also the Ramban, they all are bothered by the same question. Shnei sidrei beitzim zu agav zu perish Rashi. I quote the Ritva. It's all the Rishonim of that of Barcelona, and they all ask this question. Perish Rashi Zal. Sidra Beitzim B'nei Chayamim is Kavan Lito Sa Tachtonim Yehav Eim Sam Chotzesim U'Patim L'Shaleach. V'hikshu Alav. Now, Hamikom Akom Ha'im Rovetzes Al HaBeitzim Ha'alyonim. In other words, just step back for a moment. What do we have over here? A mother hovering on eggs. Viable eggs. And I know you don't want them right now. You want the ones below them. But Lamaisa, so what? The Afilu Lo Yito Lo Alyonim Lo Tachtonim Ha'alyonim Ha'arin Eno Tosayim Ha'alyonim Ha'alyonim. Okay. So, but I don't understand. Lamaisa, you have a mother bird hovering over its eggs. So I only want the ones that are below it, but so what? Isn't there a mitzvah of shiluach? Upirish Rabbeinu Hagadol Zal, the Iri Kishayu Alyonim Beitzei of Tamei, Osheinam Imina, Shu Pater Aleihem, Vein Chayev Ela Bishval Tachtonim. Okay, so when the Ramban saw this Gemara, so he didn't say like Rashi, that the upper eggs were normal viable eggs, but rather they were eggs that are putter. Beitzei of tame, the eggs were from a non kosher bird. Ein she'ena mimina shu putter aleihem. Okay, so the and there's no chiyuv on the eggs that are directly below the mother bird, and so that's why the Gemara's question is whether or not they serve as a chitzitza or they don't serve as a chitzitza. Okay, that's the Ritva. It's also the Rashba. It's also the Ramban as well. Good. So now. So let's think this through. So we basically now have two ways to set up our question of Rav Yirmiyah. Meaning, let's leave Tosos aside. Meaning, put Tosos in its own separate category, as we already discussed, as the Chavis Yair already pointed out. According to Tosfos, Mamish, you could just take the lower eggs, and there's Mamish no mitzvah whatsoever. But now, if you consider the two ways that we set up the question, one according to Rashi, and the other according to the Rashba and the Ramban. According to Rashi, there are two rows of eggs. They're both perfectly viable eggs. I just happen to want the one below. Masha Einkein, according to the Rashba, no, that can't be. It has to be that the upper row is made up of eggs that are not chayiv in the mitzvah. So now, with that in mind, so let's take a look at the Devar Avraham, where, and the truth of the matter is, the Chavis Yair makes effectively the same point as well. So the Devar Avraham now writes as follows. This is now on the second page. Omi'ata ani omer derashi zamefarish, namika atosos da'ibayhu li'inyin am rashali tol tachton and beloshi loach, a technical point, which truth of the matter is I shouldn't have gotten involved in, right? He's making the argument that Rashi agrees with Tosfos, but then it just extends the question. Not only is the question, am I allowed to take the lower eggs, but on top of that, is there a mitzvah shiluach? And it's just better to explain the Gemara that way, because if you go through the series of questions of Rav Yirmiyah, all those questions, I mean, the first two questions clearly had to do with, is there a mitzvah of shiluach or is there no mitzvah of shiluach? So that's why Rashi favors and says that the pshat in the Gemara is there a mitzvah of shiluach or not? Because Rashi's of the opinion, as we also pointed out in Tosos as well, that the mitzvah of shiluach is only when I want the eggs. And according to Rashi, since the mitzvah only exists if I want the eggs that are directly below, and in this case I don't want the eggs directly below, mamash, there's no mitzvah. And because there's no mitzvah, now those eggs can serve as a chatzitza. And that's where the Rashba goes ballistic. Now here, beautiful. Why is the Rashba going ballistic? Why is the Rashba so upset with Rashi's pshat? So the Dvar Avraham explains beautifully. The Rashba went ballistic because the Rashba fundamentally disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos. Whereas Rashi and Tosfos says that if I don't want the eggs, mamish, there's no mitzvah. The Rashba says, no, that's not true. Even if I don't want the eggs, if I have a situation where a mother is on top of his eggs, mamish, there's a mitzvah. So the Rashba can't fathom for a moment that you're coming across now a situation where I have a mother bird resting on two rows of eggs, elyonim and tachtonim, and the elyonim are perfectly fine, legitimate eggs. And the Gemara now is going to discuss or even suggest for a moment that you're putter from shiluach. You're not putter from shiluach. If lamaisa, you have a mother over its eggs, so then there's a chiyuv of sending away the mother bird. So when the Rashba sees what Rashi writes over here, and puts together as pshat in the Gemara, the Rashba says that can't be pshat in the Gemara. Because once I have a situation of a mother bird over its eggs, mamish, there's now a mitzvah of shiluach. The Gemara would not for a moment entertain the idea that you could just simply, certainly the question of whether you could take the lower eggs, he doesn't even, in other words, that's not even open for discussion. The question of sending away the of not sending away the mother bird at this point in time, there's mamish a mitzvah of shiluach, which is why the Rashba went crazy. And the Rashba says, no, it must be the case is, in the Ritva and the Ramban, sorry, and there must be the case is, where that middle row, that's separating the mother and the lower row, it must be that they are not eggs that would result in a chiyuv. And that's why there would be a chatzitza. Lu yitzu had to have been eggs that are chayuv in shiluach, then of course there'd be a mitzvah shiluach. So over here, embedded in this machlokus between Rashi and the Rashba, is basically encrypted the our machlokus as to whether or not there's a chiyuv, or there would not be a chiyuv, even if I'm not interested in the eggs. Okay, so let's just quickly recap this today. So once again, our question that we dealt with is, if I'm not interested in the eggs, I don't want to take the eggs home with me, I don't want to take the chicks home with me, is there a mitzvah of shiluach? So the Chavos Yair argues that there is. There's still going to be a mitzvah of shiluach. So the Chavos Yair's point is, number one, the Gemara says that I don't have to hunt it down, but if I discover it, so then I have to send it away. If lu yitzu, if the halacha was that even if I discover it, I could just walk by it, so then where did the Gemara, where was the havamin of the Gemara? The havamin of the Gemara is what? I'm going to hunt it down and now what? So I can ignore it? It's a difficult starting point. It must be, writes the Chavos Yair, that the starting point was is that if I discover it, I got to send away the mother bird. The chiddush of the Torah is I don't have to actually hunt it down in order to find it. But once I discover it, then I got to send it away. That's, he says that Gemara seems to be a Raya Brura that once you discover it, for sure there's a mitzvah, even if I don't want the chicks and even if I don't want the eggs. That's one. Two, the Chavos Yair coordinates this with the Zohar. Zohar says that the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to bring about Rachmei Shemayim, just like the mother's going to have Rachmanis on her lost chicks and her lost eggs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Rachmanis as well. You always want to create that situation. So, okay, so based on the Zohar, so you have to send it away. And then, finally, which is, you know, the complicated portion of all this, is how did you understand Rav Yirmiyah's question of Shnei Sidrei Beitzim? One row of eggs is on top of another. So, according to Tosfos, so we're back to Tuesday. Meaning because according to Tosfos, the question was only on whether I could take the eggs below. I can only take the eggs below, and what am I going to do? I'm just going to leave the mother over the upper row of eggs? Tosfos says, yeah, of course. Because you don't have to do the mitzvah. Fine. So Tosfos is now holding like the first side. But according to Rashi and according to the Rashba, where the question is on the mitzvah of Shiluach, and Rashi sets up the Gemara where it's two rows of kosher eggs, one on top of another, so the Rashi says, because you don't want the upper row, you only want the lower row, so maybe the upper row could be viewed as a chatzitza. When the Rashba hears this pshat of Rashi, the Rashba says, no, can't possibly be. Because if I want, even if I don't want the upper row, but the upper row kosher eggs, so now you have a mitzvah shiluach, obviously. And so they can't be mamid the Gemara like that. Obviously there'd be a mitzvah shiluach. So the Rashba therefore says, it must be that the case is different. The case is where the upper row is made up of non-kosher eggs. But you see, right, the Dvar Avram points out, you see from this Rashba that obviously he's taking the position that if, in fact, the upper row was made up of kosher eggs, then there's a mitzvah of shiluach, period. Meaning he can't possibly entertain the idea, like Rashi, that you could just simply walk away or there'd be no mitzvah of shiluach. Of course there'd be a mitzvah of shiluach. So once again, you see from this Rashba, he also takes the side that there would be a mitzvah of shiluach even if I'm not really interested in the chicks or really interested in the eggs. Okay? There's more, obviously, but that's it's a good way to explore the other side of the equation.